It's Ella and Mia here, and we are so excited to be your hosts for Great Stories, a podcast by Mills & Lewis SA. Hearing stories from the wonderful Mills & Lewis SA team and seeing the benefits this service provides in the community led us to create a space where people can gain insight into the values and histories behind our organisation.
This is what this podcast is all about, sharing knowledge and inspirational stories by learning about the values of Mills & Lewis with all of you. Each month we post two new episodes, one full length and one shorter episode, which we call Bite Size. These are released on the 1st and 15th of every month. Let's get into it. Hi everyone and welcome to this week's Bite Size episode. I hope you all had a relaxing weekend to everyone who is listening on the Monday that this is being published. So for this week's Bite Size, I thought we could discuss some fun facts about volunteering. As Mills on Wheels heavily relies on our fantastic and hardworking volunteers, I just wanted to shine a light on all of the good work that they do, not only for our organisation, but for every volunteer across the globe. Okay, let's start. So the first fact, which I found really interesting when I saw it, is that there are over 1 billion volunteers worldwide. Considering the global population just hit 8 billion on the 15th of November this year, so about 2 weeks ago, according to the United Nations, that means that an eighth of the population are current volunteers. This statistic includes both formal and informal volunteering. Now, when I read that, I actually didn't know what informal volunteering really meant or what the difference between them were. So, in case you guys don't know either, I included a quote from Open University that says, quote, "Formal volunteering relates to people giving unpaid help through groups, clubs, or organizations. Informal volunteering is giving unpaid help as an individual to other people who are not relatives, such as getting an elderly neighbour's shopping, clearing snow from the streets, and so on. Informal volunteering is less likely to be recorded in surveys, as many people may not think of it as volunteering." End quote. Now, I found that quote from Open University really interesting, because those kind of tasks, just helping out people around your neighborhood, I really didn't ever think of that as volunteering, but it definitely is. I mean, it's volunteering your time to help someone else. And I think that's pretty amazing that 1 billion volunteers worldwide, I think a good portion of them are informal volunteers. And that's just people, not a part of an organization or anything like that, but really just dedicated to spending their time helping other people and really probably not getting any recognition for it. Not that that's why people volunteer, but it's just a really heartwarming kind of statistic and fact that so many people volunteer their time like this and just do it because they want to help others. And I think that's really great and something that we should definitely, I guess, pay more attention to and really congratulate those who do that. And also maybe get on board with that as well and try to make that a priority in our lives too. So, like I said, while I personally have not thought about those tasks as volunteering as such in the past, informal volunteering actually makes up 70% of all volunteers. So from the statistic before, that's about 700 million people in the world are informal volunteers, with 59% of these volunteers being women. So this is explained by TRVST, an organization that holds several projects aimed to benefit our global population. They do this through several fields, including climate change, positive activism, responsible business, etc. So according to this organization, quote, "Much local volunteering is informal, spontaneous, and unmediated by an organization. It explores the power of human relationships to strengthen social solidarity and trust, which communities depend on in times of adversity. Women easily form informal bonds with their neighbourhood and are more likely to voluntarily perform non-profitable activities like babysitting a neighbour's child, grocery shopping for friends, environmental cleanings, or community service. In a mixed-sex group where someone has to volunteer their time for a non-profitable task, a woman is more likely to volunteer than a man to ensure completed task. In single-sex groups, this changes and men and women volunteer equally. End quote. Now, for me, I kind of attribute that to our roles throughout history, at least recent history in the past couple hundred years, where women are kind of the ones that stay home, we didn't really work, and I guess looked after the people in our neighbourhood and the people surrounding us while the men worked and were responsible for income. So while that's definitely changing for the better, and both men and women are able to get jobs and be financially responsible for themselves and their families, that aspect of our societal structure is still kind of lingering, and so women feel more inclined to participate in neighborhood activities and doing things like informal volunteering. At least that's kind of where my mind went when I first saw that quote. So another interesting fact is that people aged 35 to 44 are the most likely to volunteer, either formally or informally, while people aged 20 to 24 are the least likely to volunteer. This particularly surprised me, as a lot of 20 to 24 year olds are in university, where it is recommended, at least from my experience, to volunteer for an organization. When you're in university, it's kind of valued if you have experience volunteering for a place. You can put that on your resume and it kind of, you know, boosts it a bit. I've definitely been told that from professional development or tutors that have kind of given advice. I also thought that the most likely age group to volunteer would be retirees, as they are usually not financially responsible for their children anymore if they had any, and have more time as they're no longer working. So those two facts, or one fact I guess, was particularly surprising to me. And yeah, I wonder what you guys think about that. So the last couple facts, or set of facts, that I wanted to mention are the positive impacts that volunteering has on the volunteer themselves. So in a study conducted in 2020 titled "What Are the Benefits of Volunteering?", 93% of respondents said that they enjoyed volunteering, which is a very large amount considering it's someone spending their time doing something for others, not getting anything kind of tangible as a gain, such as a job would have. Obviously, there are a lot of benefits to volunteering, like we're talking about right now, but I just think that's really interesting. So the same study also found that 77% of respondents agreed that volunteering improved their mental health and well-being. 22% of these respondents, this section they were aged 18 to 24, even reported cutting down on alcohol consumption and smoking. For me personally, I think I attribute that to having a sense of purpose and spending time focusing on others and the community, and it kind of, yeah, gives a sense of belonging and takes your mind maybe off of that need for alcohol or nicotine or whatever it may be. So that's all I had for this week. I hope that it was informative and gave a good insight into the world of volunteering. If you are interested in volunteering, please contact us. You can find all of our information on our social media or our website, which is just millsonwheelssa.org.au. Make sure to listen to next week's full-length episode that will come out on Monday. And also be sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, following the links below or typing Meals on Wheels SA into the search bar of whatever social media platform it should come up. So have a good week, everyone, and see you next week.
Thank you for listening to our episode and learning a bit about Meals on Wheels SA. We look forward to seeing you next fortnight.
If you have any questions or comments or even ideas for future episodes, please get in contact with us at ella@millsonwheelssa.org.au. Until next time, have a great few weeks.